The Tech of Sports 113, Jonathan Knight of the making of Major League, this week on The Tech of Sports, Jonathan Knight. And just want to let you know that Modern Life Podcast Network mobile apps are a great way to receive our content on your smart devices. And The Tech of Sports is a member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's here. And The Tech of Sports is a production of the Modern Life Podcast Network at modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. So a lot of great things going on. And again, I pre-recorded an interview here for the Tech of Sports this week. If you're a fan of baseball movies and the cult movie Major League, which came out in 1989, baseball fans and sports fans love the movie. And Jonathan Knight has just written a book about the making of Major League. So a lot of inside information about the cast members and the making of the movie and how it almost didn't get made. And a foreword of the book was written by Charlie Sheen, who played Rick Vaughn in the movie. So MajorLeagueBook.com is where you can go and find out more about the book. It's available on Amazon and anywhere else finer books are sold. So pre-recorded an interview with Jonathan Knight, the author of The Making of Major League, and I kind of asked him what his inspiration or why did he undertake this endeavor?
Well, I think, you know, it starts naturally with a big fan of the movie. I've been a big fan ever since it came out, and for me it was personal because it was basically the perfect movie at the perfect time, and really kind of cemented me as an Indians fan and a baseball fan to some extent. I think that was the first time that, you know, I've been following baseball a little bit, but I'd never seen it quite so fun, and I didn't have quite so much fun with baseball as I did with that movie, and that sort of showed me, hey, this can be fun. This whole thing, there's a lot of fun here. So I think just having that background with it, that origin with the movie, as I got older and met more people who felt the same way, particularly in Ohio, in Northeast Ohio, and how that meant so much to Indians fans who had endured so long without seeing a winning team, and this was sort of their first experience with a winning Indians team, that they really cherished this team and really cherished this movie. And after a while, I just kind of realized, well, hey, there's kind of a story here. There's a legacy to this movie and how it became what it is and why it means so much to so many people. It'd be kind of fun to dig in and explore why that is and how it got to be that way. So that's kind of where the impetus came from.
One of the things Jonathan talks about in the movie is, even though it was about the Cleveland Indians and their improbable win, improbable run, the movie was actually filmed in Milwaukee at the old Milwaukee County Stadium, which has been since torn down. And I asked Jonathan, is he surprised that the people of Milwaukee have really taken to the film as much as the people of Cleveland?
I am surprised, because I think even at the time when they were filming, and that's something that sort of goes, the book goes into a little bit, that David Ward and the producers and the people working on the movie, they were surprised by how receptive Milwaukee was to this and how excited they were about it. I mean, partially it was a Hollywood movie coming to town, which didn't happen a lot in Milwaukee, so they were excited about that. But just in terms of getting people out to the ballpark and the enthusiasm for the filming and the creation of the baseball story about a team that was not their own, it was very surprising. I think they just expected, once people realized it wasn't about the Brewers, that interest would taper off, but that was really never the case. So to see that, you know, the Brewers are having a Major League night next week and to see how it is sort of Milwaukee sort of does claim it as their own, it is surprising, but in a way not, because it is universal. It's not something that only Indians fans or only Cleveland people really claim to. It really does have a broader appeal to that than that. And so for Milwaukee, it is as much their movie as anyone else's, because it was filmed there. So they can kind of see it as a whole movie in a way.
The book really is great, and I recommend it. If you've seen the movie, if you like the movie, the book's a great read. And I asked Jonathan the reaction of the people that have read the book or that have found out about it.
Yeah, the reception's been really great. I mean, I didn't really know what to expect, but the reception has been very enthusiastic. I think people, fans of the movie, are really kind of bowled over when they see it. They just, wow, there's a book about this, and there's just that sense of, wow, this is really great, and they really do want to read it. So there's that sort of excitement there, and it's carried over almost the everybody that I've, all the people that I talked to and worked with to put the book together, and that I've, you know, given them copies of the book or sent them copies of the book, and they've taken a look at it. And I know Tom Berenger loved it, Corbin Burnson loved it, Charlie Sheen really loved it. I mean, he just went bananas over it. And we actually talked on the phone after he got his copy. He called me and just was glowing about it. It was just really, which was an incredible experience. It was incredibly gratifying to hear that Wild Thing himself gives his thumbs up. So
I asked Jonathan if he encountered any red tape or resistance when he went about writing the book.
Not really. I mean, the only real issue that I had was scheduling, and it really was primarily Charlie Sheen, because his schedule, he was still doing anger management at the time. He had just come off of 2.5 Men and had gone into that, and he was their production schedule was just ridiculous. So it took about 8 months to get him for an interview, and there were several reschedules and lots of times we thought it was going to happen and then it didn't. So it took quite a while. But he was always enthusiastic. Like, he always wanted to do it, and when I did finally get him, he was great. He gave me more than I ever thought I would get, and actually was the forward for the book. So it was totally worth the while. It just was required some patience. And then there was some, and then it was just a matter of going through the right channels and you know, Paramount and Morgan Creek and of course David Ward and Chris Chester, the director and the producer. Once they were on board early, I think that opened up a lot of doors. So it really went much smoother than I really ever expected it would. So it really was, it took a lot of time and required a lot of patience, but it really wasn't, there weren't a whole lot of roadblocks.
Continuing on with Jonathan Knight, the author of The Making of Major League here in the Tech of Sports, and one thing the book goes into, Jonathan does a great job explaining it, is the whole premise of the movie is the Indians have never hadn't won anything in forever, but the year the movie was being made, the Indians actually were in first place at one point, and it would have really hurt the premise of the movie. And I asked Jonathan, was he worried about that, and what he thought about that?
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine? Yeah, the one thing they never anticipated was the Indians actually getting good in the time period between they starting filming and the movie coming out. And it turns out, of course, the Indians took a dive right on cue, and it was not a problem. But yeah, there were a few nervous weeks there where it was like, geez, the bar was not really high. So, I mean, if the Indians went out and even just had a nice season or a winning season or were in contention to the end, and now all of a sudden, 3 months later, you have a movie coming out that is about the Indians being just so woeful, they've never even been in contention for 20, 30 years. Everyone's just kind of looking at each other like, well, okay, but they had a good year last year. So, yeah, so it worked out. The Indians wound up with a sub-500 record and then really kind of fell apart as the year went on. But, yeah, kind of interesting, but it was almost like, geez, you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. You're trying to make this movie to have turn around or get people excited about the franchise, and suddenly the franchise starts to play well or just well enough to be troublesome.